Welcome back to the Daily Unicorn Mini Podcast. My name is Jordan Syatt. Thank you so much for listening. I'm very excited for this episode, and I don't want to give too much away, but I spoke with an amazing woman. Her name is Natalia. She had been struggling with consistency, with getting to the gym, with being consistent with her nutrition, and she joined the Inner Circle, and her and I hopped on the phone, and we decided to do a 90-day challenge. So the 90-day challenge went by, and for the first time in her life, she saw amazing results. She couldn't believe it. She was stoked. You'll hear all about it in the episode. Now that the 90-day challenge is over, she's a little bit confused and she can feel that the motivation is fizzling out a bit and she wants to put a stopper on it. So we figure out how to really find what's motivating her. We dug deep. We really analyze what she wants to accomplish, not what she thinks she should accomplish or what society tells us to, but what she really wants to, so that the motivation won't fizzle out and she can really harness it and use it in a way that is going to be best for her. So I hope you enjoy the episode. Any questions or comments, please leave them wherever you are listening. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Hello?
Natalia.
Hey, Jordan, how you doing?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What are you up to?
I was just resting, actually. I got back from the pool with my family and was resting up before we get ready to meet some friends this evening.
I love it. That's amazing. Are you guys going out to dinner tonight?
We're going to go see one of their friends play. They're in a band, so they invited us to come hang out and listen.
I love it. That's amazing. Well, thank you for getting on the phone. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking. And I'm glad I won the phone call or whatever. So that's always cool.
Well, honestly, your support has been unbelievable. So I appreciate it. And the last time we spoke, it led into some pretty incredible transformation. So that was just honest to God, I actually was talking about it with Golan recently, because that was initially why we got on the phone. You were on the unicorn magic competition.
Right.
And then just the transformation that I hate the word transformation, but it is the changes that you brought about just through that have been nothing short of extraordinary. It's been unbelievable. How do you feel? How is everything now?
You know what? It's been an amazing journey just with the past few months since February. I never thought I would be in the place that I am now, mentally and physically, and just all of the progress that I've made. So it's been one hell of a ride, Jordan, and I'm just so excited. I'm so thankful and grateful for just having the opportunity and seeing how much it's affected me and how I've been able to connect with others in the inner circle group. And it's just been amazing. Just every step of this has been more than I ever thought it could ever be. So it's been really cool.
That makes me so happy. And because basically there are going to be people listening who have no idea what essentially you did. So can you just walk through and then we'll go from there and progress to what you're going to do in the future and maybe what you're struggling with now. But could you just walk through what happened when we got on the phone over 3 months ago now, and then what you've done over the past 3+ months to get you to this point?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So back in February, I won the call for the Unicorn Magic Coffee posting. And on that phone call, we discussed my inconsistency with working out and my trouble with losing weight. And I was just, I mean, you heard it on our phone call. I was just very negative about myself. And
talk about that, because that was a huge part of the call. What was going on? What did we discuss? What did I hone in on? And what was the point that you really that made you realize, I didn't even know this, or I didn't even it hadn't been something that maybe actually your husband had brought up to you, but you didn't really internalize very much. What happened?
Yeah, because it's so funny, because he has always encouraged me to work out, always telling me, yeah, you can do it. I can help you. And, he tried really hard. But I don't know if it was timing or if it just, when you have somebody so close to you that you don't always hear what they have to say. So I think with us, he was just too close to in my circle for me to really listen to what he had to say. It was kind of like one of those things that, well, you're just saying that because you have to, you're my husband. And, so it really didn't help to hear that kind of stuff from him, even though he was trying his hardest to get me where I needed to be. And then I guess the other part of that is, for me, I was just negative self-talk. Well, I can do that, but there was always a but. So,
100%. Yep. Yeah,
there was always something getting in my way, always a reason why I couldn't do something, why I couldn't follow through. And that's what kept me from moving forward and progressing and really grabbing hold of what I knew I needed to do and just going with it. And then for some reason, when we got on the phone and, you know, you kind of pointed that out to me, like, hey, Natalia, you're really being, you know, negative. You know, you have, it's all this negative self-talk just coming back with your responses. And, you know, you called me out and I was like, damn it, you're right. I need to stop doing that.
Well, you know what's funny about that? I'm going to interrupt you. And what's really interesting about that, and I've noticed this with a lot of people, is your positivity towards others and in a group situation, and to the effort that you put into making sure that other people feel positive, it was extraordinary. It was, you put so much effort into making other people feel like they're in a positive situation, but anytime it came back to you, it was a negative. It was negative. It was like, yeah, but, or like, yeah, this, or I don't know. And there's, like you said, it was that, but it was never like ending on a positive. It was always like, well, here's a positive, but you know what? Here's the negative. Yeah. And you would never do that to other people. And I think that realizing that, it was a huge turning point for you to, like, not only focus on bringing others positivity, but making it equally important for you to bring yourself positivity.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, I get so much joy and so much reward from seeing other people win. I want other people to win so bad. I want them to do well and to achieve and to be successful. And I love it. I love seeing that. But it was just so hard for me to do that for myself. And I didn't know why. I didn't understand it. Like, it's extremely hard for me to accept a compliment from somebody without cracking a joke about it at the end, which kind of, you know, is putting myself kind of back, I guess, you know, cracking a joke about it to not really accept the compliment. So I'm not really saying that correctly, but
no, it makes total sense. It's something that I'm very interested in, the whole idea of a compliment, the way that a lot of people suck at accepting compliments. They are awful at it. They feel uncomfortable. They feel like there are many ways that people will deal with it. Some people, when they get a compliment, they'll downplay it. Like, no, it's really not that big of a deal. Yeah. Other people, when they get a compliment, they feel the need that they feel so uncomfortable getting it that they feel it's their job to reciprocate with a compliment back. It's like they say a compliment and you're like, oh, well, yeah, but you do this. And then other people, like, there are many ways to deflect a compliment. And the way that I look at it is, if someone were to give you a gift, they were to wrap it up nice and they made a nice gift for you and they handed you a gift and you were like, no, I can't. I'm not taking this. Don't give me this. That's what you're doing when you're not accepting a compliment. It's almost like if you were to give somebody a compliment and they're like, no, you almost like feel like you have to force it back. Like, no, listen, take this compliment. I'm giving you this compliment. Yeah. But when someone does it to you, it's like you get uncomfortable. It's an insecurity thing. You feel insecure within yourself to accept that. And it's one of the best practices that I've done myself and just with other people in life, is being able to, when someone gives you a compliment, actively just saying, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And moving on.
Yeah.
You don't have to reciprocate. If you want to, you can, but I prefer, if someone gives me a compliment, to say, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Because the compliment that you would give as a reciprocation doesn't mean as much as if you just give them that same compliment genuinely at a separate time. Because then they feel like you're just doing it as a way, like, as like, okay, well, I gave you a gift, so I'm going to give you one back. It's like, no, like, accept the compliment. Like, just, hey, you can accept that. And it's totally fine.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And that's exactly what I've done, is I've kind of made it a rule that whenever I do get a compliment, that is what I say. I say, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You know, I've made it a habit. So I keep myself from reverting back to those old ways of, you know, negating the compliment. And so just being able to receive it.
and so, and that was just a separate tangent, but it was so important. So thank you for bringing that up. But so basically on the call, we spoke a lot about inconsistencies with training, inconsistencies with even though you wanted to and you knew what you had to do, it just wasn't, it wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. And we came up with basically a 90-day challenge. Yeah. Where a 90-day challenge where every day it wasn't a challenge of tremendously low calories. It wasn't a challenge of working out to the point of puking. It was essentially what it boils down to, a consistency challenge where,
right,
every day you're going to cross off with a red marker what, like, that you actually accomplished, that you hit your calories, that you got your workout in, that you just, you got it done, that it had been accomplished. And what happened over those 90 days? Like, what was the net result purely from a, like, we'll talk physical first, whether it's weight loss or strength gain. We'll talk that first, but then we'll go to mental and stuff from there.
Okay. Yeah. So when I started, which just the fact that I started was a huge step for me to say, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm not going to quit. And at least that was, you know, that was my mentality, is I'm not going to quit. So once I started, I was determined to work out every day, to do some activity every day. I was still a bit uncomfortable with, you know, the whole weights and strength training, you know, piece of it. So that was also new to me as well. So I just did what I can. I used what I had. I had kettlebells here at the house and I had some hand weights, some dumbbells. And, you know, I knew that I had my own body weight, but I can barely, you know, do push-ups and pull-ups and things like that. So I had that to use as well. So I just did what I could over the next, you know, few weeks. And I was 2 weeks in and I was already seeing changes. I was already feeling better about myself. I was already dropping weight just because I was sticking to something for a period of time, more than just 2 or 3 days or a week at a time. And when I started to see those results and started to see the changes and how I felt, that was just even more fire and more fuel to spur me on, to keep me going. And then of course, you know, with me posting every day, I felt like that was something that I needed to do for my own accountability, to post on Instagram so that I had my own record of, this is what I'm doing, this is how I'm staying accountable, and this is how I'm recording it. So that was important for myself. And I knew that probably a lot of people are going to get tired of it, but I really didn't care. So
I love that you didn't care about that, because number one, if people are going to get tired of it, then they're more than welcome to unfollow you. But number two is, fuck, who gives a shit? Like, you know what you're doing for you. And that's like, that spoke volumes. I loved watching you post every day because it just meant like, hey, this is for me. If you don't like this, get out. But I'm doing this for me.
Right. Absolutely. And so I started sticking with it. And I mean, I was just determined. It was just day after day. I didn't give myself a choice. Like, I set out my schedule. I either have to get up early or I'm going to work out right when I get home. And there wasn't another option for me. I didn't give myself any out options to say, okay, I'm not going to do this today, or I'm not going to have time. No.
And this was different in the past than because in the past there had never been like a time frame. It had mostly just been like, all right, I'll start now, but then it would fizzle out.
Right. Yeah. And cause I had done, so probably the other period of time where I had really stuck to something was for 30 days or about 30 days, but it wasn't every day, or even, it was probably 4 days a week at most. And it was a Camp Gladiator thing that I had done with my friends. So I did that, but there were even some days there when I would be like, oh, I don't really want to go today. I'm just kind of not feeling it. So I wouldn't go. So even that was, you know, wasn't really consistent, but,
got it. And so now 90 days you stuck with it. And then let me ask you this before we even get to like the final like result of that 90 days, was, were there any days during the 90 days, were there any days or several days where you felt like you weren't making progress?
Oh yeah, for sure. There were days when I just felt like, okay, I'm doing this. And I think there was a week there when I had actually gained like 5 pounds back of what I had lost. And it was like,
yeah,
really messing with my mind.
So, well, that I want to focus on that, because that right there, I remember that.
Yeah.
And I remember that that point is where most people, they'd quit. They'd be like, what's the point, yeah. right? They'd be like, I already gained 5 pounds back, but you didn't quit. So why? Why didn't you quit? You had gained 5 pounds back. What happened?
Well, okay. So yeah, I had gained 5 pounds back after already losing like 10. And I'm like, damn, I gained half of this back. You know, that's, it's not fair. I was just, that was my mentality. It's not fair.
Do you know what point this was within the 90 days?
This was, let's see, I'm looking at my calendar actually. Sorry, my dogs might start barking in the background. I think it was in March. So it was past the 30 days going into my, the next 30 days.
Got it. So you'd already lost about 10 pounds in the first month. And then you gained about 5 back at some point. Okay.
Yes. I gained about 5 back going into the second month. And I knew I had a wedding coming up at the end of the second month. So I was really worried about that. And already having gained those 5 pounds back, it just kind of tripped me up mentally. And I wasn't really sure, you know, what, I wasn't really sure how to handle it. I was asking questions in the inner circle group, you know, you kept saying, wait for the swoosh, you know, the swoosh is going to come. And Sharon was, I think Sharon made a couple comments about, yeah, Natalia, wait for the swoosh, it's going to happen. And so that was great support too. But I was determined to stick with it because I realized, okay, I don't know everything about this and I don't know how my body's really going to respond because I haven't really stuck with this for an extended period of time. So I just have to do it. I just got to stick with it. I just have to keep going and see what happens.
And then what happened?
I pushed through and I lost the weight and more. So I lost several more pounds after that, even after going to Colorado and, you know, just kind of taking a break from working out a couple of days while I was there. And I was back on track and I was like, mother, I can't say that now. Kids are
you can. Oh, God.
But I was like, man, I can't believe this is really working. Like, I'm sticking with it and changes are happening and I'm seeing progress. And even though I'm gaining, you know, I gained weight back, it's coming back off. And it was just, it was kind of blowing my mind. I didn't really know what to think. I was just kind of like, okay, this is hard to believe at times. But then it wasn't because I knew I was putting the work in. So
what you just touched on, that this area of time is where why most people never actually achieve their goals, because they'll stick to something, they'll go really hard, and inevitably they reach a point where they call it a plateau, where they just don't lose or they gain it back or whatever, and all of a sudden then that's when they say fuck it and say like, okay, well this isn't working, and they quit. And if you think, even like, well, to finish my thought, but then that's when they like rebound or binge or whatever, and that's like the cycle. They'll go in that cycle over and over and over again, and they never stick with something consistently enough for long enough to really make a big difference.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting is if we break this down, right? So you had lost 10 pounds in about the first month, right?
Right.
Here's where people, it's very interesting. You lose 10 pounds in the first month. That's 10 pounds in about 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And we know that a pound a week is amazing progress, right? It's incredible progress. So if you look at 10 pounds in the first month, that's literally like, that's more than double what would be amazing progress.
Sure.
Right? More than double. Then you gained half of it back. So you gained five pounds back. So we'll say you lost 5 pounds in the first month, just looking at that day-to-day stuff.
Yeah.
That's still more than a pound a week on average. It's still amazing progress if you're just looking at it. And so where people get upset is they look at the absolute number on any given day, and that's how they judge their progress overall. Mm-hmm. And they forget to look at the average trend over time. And by doing that, by really, okay, wow, so it's been 30 days. The most that I've lost over these 30 days is 10. Then looking back, like I could have gained 5 pounds back. I'm still on average making amazing progress. Right. And that's where people, if they could look at it from that perspective, rather than only being like, ugh, I gained half of it back already.
Yeah.
Instead of if it's finding that positive, it's right. It's like finding, okay, well, how can you actually look at this data objectively? And wow, like I'm actually doing very well. If I stay on track, it will continue. Brought up, that was surprising you. You're like, I couldn't believe it was working because this had never happened before. And it's because you finally started to do something so consistently that you gave it a chance to work. And that's why you won.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right. Because I stuck with it. And I'll tell you what, when I hit the 60-day mark, it was just pure determination after that to like, I'm going to finish this and I'm not, you know, going to mess up. I'm not going to miss. I'm not going to, you know, this is happening whether I wanted to or not, this is happening. So I was just, you know, blowing and going those last 30 days to make it happen. Cause for one, I wanted to prove it to myself that I could do this and not give up and not quit. Two, I wanted to prove it to you that I could do this and not quit. And three, I knew that it needed to happen. I knew that it needed to happen for me to make lasting changes in my life to go forward from there. It was just something that I had to do. So I was just determined. And I did it. And I'm just beside myself that I stuck with it for that long. But having the Inner Circle group there to support me and to encourage me, that made a huge difference, because I know so many people don't have that type of support group, you know, to help them through these things. And that was just such a great, you know, that was just part of it that I wasn't counting on to be there for me. And that was a big game changer as well.
Well, it's so amazing, because I really honestly believe like you get what you give, and you're one of the first people in there all the time helping other people and being positive. So to get that back, it's one of those things that like, it can be almost very emotional to get that support back finally.
Yeah.
And that I'm glad, because you give so much in there. I'm glad that you got it back. And so first I want to take a second to say congratulations on finishing those 90 days, because most people, especially in fitness and nutrition, are never consistent for 90 days straight. Even if they think that they are, mm-hmm. most people are never consistent for that ever. And that's why they'll never really achieve their goals. So I want to give a huge congratulations to you on that.
Thank you.
It's remarkably impressive. And I think that I hope you know that you blew me away, and I'm sure, you know, you blew your husband away, and I hope you blew yourself away with showing yourself what you can actually do.
Yeah,
sorry, keep going.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was definitely a life-changing piece that, you know, I just wasn't expecting to get the results from it that I had gotten. And that includes physical, emotional, mental, just, you know, across the board. It was just a huge change in my life that needed to happen. And yeah, Rick, my husband, he was like, I mean, when he started seeing the changes, I mean, it was just, he was beside himself. He just couldn't believe it. He was so proud of me, so happy. And he's like, man, girl, you know, you just look fine. You look great.
I love that. I love that so much. So here's where people listening might be like, oh, well, now it's just like, everything is perfect and she gets it. It's like, but you and I both know better. Like,
yeah.
Now there's going to be new struggles and new challenges. So, and we even spoke about it briefly the other day, and we could either expand on that now, but I want to ask you, like, what going forward are you struggling with now? Do you foresee struggling with? What can I help you with on this call? Like, now that the 90 days are done, mm-hmm. what's next? What are you like? Just talk to me. Like, what's next? What's going on in your head?
Yeah. So I was wanting to, you know, I'd started the Unicorn Challenge like the week after I finished my 90 days, and that probably wasn't the best strategy. But I was just determined to keep going. I didn't want to quit. I didn't want to lose the progress that I had made, you know. And so I started it and I stuck with it for about a week. And then the weekend I started to fizzle out, and then I hit it hard again the following week. But then by midweek, I wasn't consistent, mostly with the nutrition piece of it, because the workout part, you know, I got that. Like, that's just something that I do, that I've been able to, you know, form that habit and work it into my everyday schedule. So that wasn't difficult, but staying on the nutrition part, making sure that I have the nutrition and the meals that I need to be on track has been a bit of a struggle. So I'm not proud of that part of it, but, you know, I'm trying to figure out what I need to change and how I need to attack this to get back on track and to stay on track.
Well, so first of all, you're human, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're human. It's we all go through this. And second, I think I was so happy when you wrote that you're like, hey, just so you know, like, I did the 90 days and it was great. And now like my motivation is sort of fizzling out. I'm so glad that you felt comfortable enough and confident enough to say that rather than hiding it, because by opening up, now we can get on the phone and now we can talk about it. And now we can, okay, here's the next strategy, rather than feeling like a failure, because you're not a failure, you're a human. And so cool. So now what's the next step? And I think the mini conversation that we had had within the Inner Circle group, where you're like, hey, what do I do? Like, I don't have the motivation anymore. Where do I get the motivation? And basically what we realized together was that it's not that the when we're looking at the 90 days, it wasn't that like that challenge per se was what was motivating, or that like it was the that you said you wanted to focus on the nutrition guidelines. It's not like the nutrition is what was motivating. It was the idea of I'm gonna show myself and Rick and Jordan and Inner Circle that I can do this, that I can be consistent. That's what really brought you motivation.
Yeah.
And then what you also touched on earlier on this call was that once you actually started to see the results, that fueled your fire even more.
Right.
And it's results drive motivation. And so what we essentially discussed was, instead of focusing on something that when you think about it really doesn't motivate you, like nutrition, like hitting your calories, like, okay, that doesn't really fucking motivate. For some people that might, but we realized for you, it was the, hey, I'm going to prove that I can do this. Like that is what you really got fired up about.
Right.
So we can use that and say, hey, now let's do that again. And if like, if we need to find something else, we can always find something else. But a lot of people, I think they get, I'll actually give you an example from my own background.
Okay.
Personally, I've always been more motivated for my workouts by a strength focused goal, whether it's getting a stronger deadlift or by competing in wrestling or boxing, by like some type of, or a chin-up goal, by doing something athletic or strength focused rather than something more physique focused. It's just not that a physique focused goal is bad. It's not, it's
sure.
Totally valid. But for me as personally, I was never really motivated by that. And so one of the things that I always try and do as a coach is I always try and hire other coaches so that they can write my program so I can learn different disciplines and different things. And I'll never forget when I hired a bodybuilding coach, when I hired Brian Cron to do my programming so that I could learn about new methodologies and so I could incorporate them into my own training programs and client and Inner Circle programs. It was very difficult for me to stay consistent with that because it changed from, hey, like how strong am I going to get? How heavy is my deadlift going to get? How many chin-ups am I going to do? To like, okay, we're going to focus on like how much your muscles are growing, or like how good you look in the mirror, which is all just so subjective.
Yeah.
Right. And I had to come up with other ways for myself to be consistent with that program, because if I solely did it based on the goal of how I look, I would have stopped. I would not have been consistent with
sure.
it. So looking at now at like at what you're facing in terms of either starting the 90-day challenge, the Unicorn Strong Challenge or whatever, what do you think is good for you, or what are you do you have any questions, or what do you think the best plan is moving forward to stay motivated through the next phase of your training?
So one of the things that I've been kind of disappointed with, I guess if that's the right word, is feeling like my right shoulder is keeping me from doing certain things, because I feel, you know, I feel like it's not, it hurts, it's sore sometimes. So I can't do push-ups very well. Every time I try to do them, my shoulder starts aching again. And it's not just a soreness. It's not just a muscle soreness. So, you know, that keeps me from, I feel like it's keeping me from moving forward as far as my strength goes with push-ups. And then there's a couple of other exercises where I can feel that same, you know, pain and achiness in it that doesn't really feel right. So I stay away from those things. So with that, I'm kind of like, man, you know, it's kind of a bummer, because I feel like it's keeping me from really progressing the way that I want to see myself progress. So I guess I've had to try to find other areas where I can improve on while allowing time for my shoulder to heal and doing, you know, some of the mobility and other movements to try and, I guess, rehab it.
Okay. So where are you focusing now? So we'll talk about the shoulder in a second. Mm-hmm. What are you going to use as a means for, because a lot of this consistency and motivation is not, a lot of people, they look for the absolute answer. What is the absolute answer to motivation, the absolute answer to consistency? And it's not like there's an absolute answer. It's more like, okay, well, what's the answer for this current training phase for right now in my life? And it's like, if instead of looking at it as how am I going to be motivated forever, if we can say, how are you going to stay motivated for the next 90 days, for the next quarter or whatever, then you can continuously move forward over time. And before you know it, half a year, 2 years, 3 years goes by, and you've just changed your focus or found what works every several months, and you can then sort of manipulate it to get through that way, as opposed to trying just to be for life. So what do you think over the next 3 months, we'll say, is going to motivate you to really stay consistent with the challenge?
That's a very good question. I'd like to focus on my squats and my deadlifts, because those are things that I haven't really been able to do in full either, because I haven't had a bar or a squat rack to practice with. So I have been able to start focusing on that since we got one a few weeks ago. So that's a big area that I'd like to try and build, you know, my strength and to see progress, to make sure that my form is right and things like that. I guess those are basic things in my mind.
Let me ask you this. Is there any part of working out or nutrition or fitness or the inner circle or any of this healthy life, is there any part of it that really excites you? And you don't have to say yes, but is there anything about all of this that really like gets you excited about something that might happen or something that you do well during all of this? Like, is there any part of this that really you get amped about, whether it's like posting in the inner circle or whether it's hitting a deadlift personal record, or like, what is there anything that really gets you excited?
Yes. And I kind of feel silly saying it because I feel like it's very vain, but
well, don't feel silly, because I guarantee you, you're a human, and we all have the same emotions and feelings. So yeah, please say it.
Right. It's seeing the actual muscle definition that's starting to peek through.
You know what? This is the most excited I've heard you the whole call, just by saying that. And this is where we're going to find your motivation right now, is not by like trying to like get you to say what you think I want you to say, but actually what you fucking want right now. Yeah. So it's the muscle definition. You like the muscle definition that you're seeing.
Right. Yeah. I'm seeing it in my shoulders. I'm seeing my arms get, you know, a little more defined with the muscles there, and actually seeing some muscles on my legs. I'm like, holy shit, that's crazy. That's cool. I've never had that before. And, yeah, that does excite me, I guess.
That's fucking amazing. I love that. And if anyone tells you that they don't like seeing more muscle definition, then they're lying. Like, that, I love that. The fact that we've identified that now is like, that's what excites you. Mm-hmm. Then amazing. So, like, let me ask you this. What body parts are you, like, well, like, either one or two, are you really, do you love seeing more muscle definition coming in?
My legs and my arms, basically.
Legs and arms. Yeah. Legs and arms. I love it. You love seeing that your legs and arms are getting more defined. So is there anything within that knowledge that you can use to fuel motivation for yourself over the next 90 days?
Yes, absolutely. Because I know that working these areas, you know, with the programs that you provide, that's why I'm going to see more definition. And then also hitting, you know, my protein and calorie goals, that's going to help me see more definition. And but I don't think I've really solidified that in myself to say that this is what you need to do to get to that next step. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being lazy, Jordan. I really don't know.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Because I'm
with your nutrition, you mean?
With the nutrition. Yeah, I think that's just the main part that I'm really not worried. I'm not worrying about it as much. I'm not tracking it as much. I'm like, I'll hit it. I'm not going to do terrible, but you know, it's not too bad either. So I'm okay. So I'm not really tracking everything. I know I haven't been hitting my protein the past few days, or probably the past week.
Let me ask you this. When you think about calorie counting, like, are you talking about like you haven't really been hitting your calories and your protein? Is that like what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Do you absolutely, like, be honest, hate tracking calories?
No. No, I actually get.
So where do you find the biggest struggle with hitting these numbers?
Probably just making sure that I have the right nutrition available to be able to hit those goals. Like if I don't have the right food in hand, then I'm going to grab the, you know, piece of toast with some butter or something on it instead of having my eggs or, you know, rice cakes or tuna or, you know, salad, whatever it may be, that would be the better choice. I'm not preparing myself for that. Or I haven't.
Well, let me ask you this. I have an idea. What is the hardest number for you to hit? Your calories or your protein?
Protein.
Okay. But calories, like, what are your calorie numbers? Where do those usually fall? Like, what numbers are you supposed to hit with those?
My range would be 1650 to 1740, something like that.
Okay.
And then my,
and you could, mm-hmm. sorry, keep going.
My low days that the rapid fat loss week is like 1200.
Got it. Okay. Okay, cool. So, and the rapid fat loss week, that's an optional thing. Would you want to do that, or would you rather stick with just like the regular numbers?
I could stick with regular numbers. I did that for the first week when I started the Unicorn Challenge. It wasn't terrible, but I didn't really like it.
Okay, well, you know, this is good. This is good because I'd rather you be consistently good than occasionally great. And I think a lot of people, they go into the rapid fat loss, like, I'm going to do this, and they're great for that time, but then their motivation fizzles out because it's so difficult, and then they end up, like, going so inconsistent. So sure. How about this? Let me offer you a challenge once more in our life, and let's see, what do you think about this? Don't worry about your protein. I don't want you to count your protein. I don't want you to think about your protein. All I want you to think about is your calories.
Okay.
Do you think that for 90 days straight, you could hit between, we'll call it between 1600 and 1800 calories?
You're asking me to do another 90-day challenge?
Or, you know, what about this? Well, how about this? 30 days.
Okay.
30 days. 1,600 to 1,800. Do you think that you could do that for 30 days?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Do you know that you could do that for 30 days between 1,600 to 1,800?
Yes, I do.
Are you accepting this challenge, Natalia, to hit your calories? Fuck protein, fuck anything else. I just want 100% 1600 to 1800 every day for 30 days. Can you do that?
Yes, I accept the challenge.
You accept this challenge. This is a bit, all right, this is good. You're going to accept this challenge, and that means you're going to have pictures. You got to take your pictures, and you know the drill, you got to take your pictures, I would take measurements. And so, and by the way, we know that your arm definition and leg definition really excites you.
Yeah.
So let's take some pictures of your arms and your legs, and we'll keep track. We'll look at day one and day 30, knowing it's 30 days. It's not going to be a complete life transformation, but I guarantee you, just like you said, when you notice the results happening, it fuels the fire. Mm-hmm. Let's take pictures, and every day, day one through day 30, 1600, 1800, let's see how much that impacts your definition and your pictures. And then let's see if after that you're like, you know what, I'm going to do another 30 days and see what happens. Let's just see what comes as a result of this. And if after 30 days you're like, you know what, I want to change my goal, maybe I want to change it from counting calories to maybe I'm going to track the protein and fuck the calories, cool. But let's just start with this, 1600 to 1800 every day, 30 days straight, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Okay. You're got in? It. I'm in.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. Yes.
I'm pretty excited. I'm going to be honest with you. I think this is going to be good because, like you even said, the nutrition is the part where you tend not to really give it 100%. It's where you tend to fall off. Yeah. I have a feeling that you're going to see number one, several things are going to happen. Number one is you're going to be forced to be so consistent with it for 30 days. You're going to find tricks of the trade to make it easier so it's not daunting anymore. You're going to, in this time period of being very strict, you're going to figure out ways where you can be more lax and be more relaxed and be more, you can figure out ways to make it easier so that when this period of strictness is over, it's more of a lifestyle as opposed to being strict. And you're going to see how much of an impact it has on your physique that it will be like, holy shit, well, this is just worth it.
Yeah. I hear you. I accept the challenge and I'm going to do it. I'm going to see those results because I need to.
Damn straight. Let's do it. Okay. 30 days, 1600 to 1800. Yeah. Let's go. So I'm stoked. This is going to be really good. We covered the training and consistency in starting in February and you crushed it and you dominated it. And now we're moving on to phase two. And phase two is we're going to go 30 days calories. Fuck your protein. I don't care about your protein. And a lot of people might be like, wait, you don't care about the protein? Like, what do you mean? This is 30 days. It's 30 days. It's not going to completely, like, even if you ate zero protein, let's say you ate zero protein, which is fucking, it's impossible. Obviously, you're going to get protein.
Right.
Like, even if you eat pasta, you're still getting protein. There's protein in pasta, but, like, it's not a lot, but you're still getting grams of protein in there. Sure. You're not going to lose your muscle. The whole idea of, like, you need X amount of protein, like, a lot of it to really keep, it's way overplayed. And it's become something that's been, and I know you've heard me speak about it in the inner circle, like, it's become something that has become such a massive, overly played out. I don't even know what the right word is, but it's become so overly played out that people get really nervous and they feel like they failed if they don't get like a gram of protein per pound of their body weight or goal weight. And then that failure leads them to be inconsistent. There's so many, it takes a long time for that to, number one, have a negative impact on anything. And number two is, if you're getting protein, period, like carbs are muscle sparing. Carbohydrates do spare that, so that it's not like your body's going to all of a sudden eat your muscle. Like eating carbs will help with that. If your diet was only fat and like you were in a massive deficit, then we'd probably have a little bit of an issue.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, if you hit the 16 to 1800 for 30 days straight, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to be way more consistent in the long run. And you're going to see changes in your physique that are just going, all right, well, this is just worth it. Let's fucking crush this.
Okay. I'm counting on it because that's what I need to see. That's what needs to happen.
Let's do it.
Can I start Monday?
I'm stoked. You can start Monday. Absolutely. You can start Monday. Absolutely.
Great.
I wouldn't take that to mean that tonight and tomorrow you go on a bender.
No, like, not.
But I would like just absolutely take the time you need to prepare and get ready, and then we'll start on Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
now. Do you have any other like questions or anything else you wanted to cover or talk about today before we get off?
I don't think I have any more questions. Is it Sheikha?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
She had posted in the Inner Circle group a few days ago asking for what you would have told yourself, you know, prior, if you, I guess with working out and with the results, what you would have told yourself back then, you know, if you knew then what you know now. I just thought that was an interesting question. So I started thinking about that and I was talking about it with Rick yesterday while we were driving. And I just thought it was interesting how this is so much, this whole physical fitness, health, you know, piece of our lives is so much more mental and emotional than it is really physical, because it seems like we get to the place of wanting to change the physical, wanting to lose weight, needing to look better, because there's that emotional part that we're not happy or we're unsatisfied or we feel bad about ourselves or, you know, whatever it may be, it's still that emotional mental piece that's driving us towards that desire for that physical change. So I just thought that was one of the things that stuck out to me I thought it was interesting because you talk so much about that mental mindset, you know, having that mind shift of how you view yourself, how you just, I guess, how you take fitness into account in your life as a whole, to be able to make the right choices and to be healthy, to not have an emotional attachment to food to where, you know, can hurt you. Just all those different things just kind of come together from an emotional, mental standpoint. And I just thought it was interesting when I was going over that in my head. So I'm glad
you were thinking about how much the mental side of this has really impacted you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just amazing how it is such a mentally based, I'm not sure what the word is that I'm looking for. Yeah,
it's all mindset. It's all based on your mindset and emotion. And, yeah. And the funny part about it is, or the ironic part, I guess is the better word, is that most people are so focused on looking for the best diet and the best workout program and like the best this and the best supplement that they completely neglect the fact that they aren't being consistent with anything. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult for people to hear this, but the fact is this: everything works. Every program works. Everything. They all work. The reason that it's so important to understand that it's the program that you can sustain for the long term that is the best is because people they are so focused on looking for the best on the best on the best in terms of like, well, what's like the most science backed and like the most like effective and efficient. But then like they'll look at that and like we could use ketogenic dieting for an example. Like if you look at that, like maybe on paper, we could say, and it's not, but on paper we'll say this is the most effective diet for fat loss, right? Just because mm-hmm. it utilizes fat, which is like just all it's all way oversimplified science. But the fact is, we'll say for example, ketogenic dieting is the most efficient form of dieting, the most effective form of dieting for fat loss. And people are like, okay, yes, I'm going to do that because it's the most effective. Like this person on Instagram said it must be true.
Yeah.
So then they try and do it and they realize, holy shit, this is really hard to not have like to eat in this way.
Right.
And they can't sustain it. And all of a sudden what is supposed to be the best doesn't actually produce the results they want because they can't sustain it. And they just don't put two and two together that it's the mental side. It's the emotional side. It's not the best if you can't do it consistently. And
right.
that's what you've really figured out on your own is that you can, as long as you can do it consistently over time, that's what's going to allow you to see the best results. And
yeah.
you've transformed not only your physique, but more importantly, your mindset and your emotions, because that's what's going to continue to drive further physique changes for the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think about working out and building strength and, you know, making progress. I just don't think about it the same way as I did before. It was my mindset before was so immature and so uneducated and so lacking, experience. I just didn't it's not my world. That wasn't my world. So I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was talking about. I was more of a cardio girl. You know, I was running a lot and, or swimming or doing, you know, the cardio kickboxing workouts. You know, I wasn't trying to build muscle. So I really didn't know what I was doing. That's probably why it wasn't working very well.
And I'll tell you what, and this is going to be an interesting note to finish with. One of my favorite quotes of all time that one of my mentors said to me, Eric Cressy, years and years and years ago, he said, if you're a coach, if you're a personal trainer, and you're not looking back at the workout programs you wrote 6 months ago and being absolutely disgusted with what you were doing 6 months ago, then you're not getting better as a coach. And for me, I'm always learning new stuff. It's why I'm always hiring other coaches to write my program so I can learn from them because I don't think I know everything. I think I'm really good at some things that I do know, but there's plenty that I don't know in this world. And what's going to be very interesting is like you look back 90 days ago and you're like, wow, like I knew nothing. Like I was very immature in my mindset. And what is going to be great is in another 90 days, how you look back at now and be like, wow, I knew nothing. I was very immature in my mindset. And that will, ideally that will continue to happen forever,
yeah.
Because when that stops, that's when you've stopped growing.
Sure.
And it's the student forever, the student for life mindset of don't ever think that you know everything or that you're in a position of like, I know what, like all, like everything about this. Right. Because once you think that, that's when you start losing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've come so far in such a short period of time, and I can't wait to see how much further you come in the next 30 days. Because in the next 30 days, you're about to completely see how little you currently know about nutrition, and you're about to gain a massive amount of knowledge, both in terms of theory and also practicality, that will completely change your life. And I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, I'm excited. That's so true. I like that, what you said about always being a student, always learning. That's so true. And yeah, I'm excited to see what these next 30 days holds for me going forward and the changes that I'm going to see.
Well, Natalia, thank you for taking the time to get on the phone with me. And it's always, always a pleasure. And tell Rick, I don't know if he's there, but tell him I say hello. And I love him. Rick, are you there? Can you hear me?
No, he's not. He was earlier, but he's gone.
Well, tell him I say hello. And I can't wait to see your results. And thank you. I love you, Natalia.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. You take care. Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that wraps up another episode of the Daily Unicorn Mini Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I sincerely appreciate your support. Also, huge thank you to Natalia for taking the time to hop on the phone and chat. If you have any questions or comments, please let me know, jordan@sciatfitness.com. And if you've been thinking about joining the Inner Circle, it is where I basically give new workouts, new nutrition guidelines, new recipes, a lot of group community support in our private forum every single month. If you have any questions on that, feel free to email me, jordan@sciatfitness.com. I would love to have you. Have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you soon.